This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
You're going to want to hear this, and you're going to want to give your opinion on it. And you can do that by texting or calling 916-909-1065. 909-1065. There is a restaurant in Brooklyn called Naj, Sushi Naj. It is a Michelin star restaurant, and it's one of the top 100 restaurants in New York City. And they're in the hot seat after a food blogger went there and did a TikTok of their experience. And the whole experience wasn't very good, but there was one part in particular that really stuck out. And the part that stuck out was that the chef who, first of all, it's a fixed menu. It's $700 a person. He announced...
I'm sorry.
$700 a person.
Oh, my.
Okay. And he announced, as he was making each course for the people in front of them, that the women in the party would be getting smaller portions than the men.
But they pay the same price?
But they pay the same price. And the women didn't ask for this. This was what he just told them. Because they are women, they eat less than men. Exactly. And this is the part where you're going to be a little surprised. Katie doesn't have a problem with this.
I don't have a problem with being served a smaller portion than a man. I should be eating a smaller portion than a man. I actually get sort of irritated that portions just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, because not only do we not need to eat that much food, and I mean we as in literally everybody,
right?
But it's so wasteful of food. However, I sure as hell don't want to be paying as much.
I can't believe that I'm taking the stance of, because I hear what you're saying, but it should be a woman's choice. It, like, right? Like, if you want to eat less than a man, save some. 916-909-1065. You can call and tell us your opinion, just like Brittany did. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
What do you want to say about this?
So I say that it is absolutely ridiculous for the chef to announce to the party after they've already paid the $700. Hey, by the way, the portion's going to be smaller just because you're a female.
Oh, for sure.
Well, of course.
And
yeah.
I think out of hand.
The price part of it, nobody's arguing that. If you're going to serve anybody less than somebody else, then you should pay less. It's stupid otherwise. It almost harkens back to Katie's point that she's made on the show before. If I order a Big Mac with no lettuce and no pickle, then I should pay less money.
The price should go down.
You're saving food.
Yes.
Yes, but when it comes to the assumption that a restaurant is making, that you are a woman, therefore you get less food, how do you feel about that?
No, it's definitely giving very sexist vibes. Like, I don't agree. I think that actually sometimes maybe a female might be a little more hangry than a male. You know what I mean?
True.
I love how you go with one sexist, but sexism's wrong on this point. Now, let me back it up with a sexist remark.
See, okay, so I feel like there are some things that just are, and we're supposed to all be fine with it.
Okay.
Like, we talked about how women on carnival cruises past 24 weeks pregnant.
Right.
Can't get on the carnival cruise. Their right. partner can, but they can't. That is something that just is, and everybody accepts it because women have babies and men don't. Women should eat less than men. In most cases, we're smaller.
Okay, well, this is a bad example. First of all, with the carnival cruise thing, it was more of a liability issue for the cruise
ship. Either way, it's a liability situation that only affects women.
Second point, though, this is a bad example because it's sushi, but what if a woman is pregnant? She's eating for two. She should.
That's not a thing, Gavin. That's not real.
I heard it was.
It's not.
What if you're eating good food?
I asked the OBGYN of the wake-up call.
That sounds weird, but.
But it is true.
He's delivered all our babies.
All of our babies, Dr. Maher. And he said, maybe increase your food intake by 200 calories a day. But he goes, you're not eating for two.
But you're still increasing your calorie intake, you know, 200 calories. And what if you want to do it at dinner? You know, I just feel like when it comes to a decision, it should be a person's decision to decide whether or not they want to eat as much, you know? And if you don't, if that's the case, then don't. That's your choice.
I think
get a doggy bag.
Oh, I'm never going to get a doggy bag. I'm going to eat it all and then I'm going to be miserable.
Right.
Just give me a portion size that is appropriate for me.
Well, for $700,
they better give me everything.
They better give you several doggy bags. Here's a course, here's another course, and here's several courses to take home with you.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.